Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. For we're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful. These eggs are good. Please, you sure make some great eggs. I'm telling you, these eggs are excellent. You enjoying your eggs, Lionel, buddy?
No.
Why not, son?
Because I'm eating cereal.
Hey, that's a good one. He sure got me that time, didn't he, Weezy? Did you ever hear that joke about the poor Rice Krispie that came from a broken home?
Yeah.
He had snap and crackle, but no pop. Yeah. Okay, did you hear the one about
George, the... would you do me a favor?
Sure, Weezy, sweetheart, what is it?
Shut up.
Come on, Weezy, lighten up, will you? You got a face like a flat tire. It ain't the end of the world, you know.
Might as well be. You took most of the pleasure out of it.
Me?
Yes, you. You bought that term paper for Lionel, and that's what started the big fight between him and Jenny.
But that was 3 days ago. Why are we still holding the funeral?
Because Lionel and Jenny have broken up. And because Helen won't ever speak to me again. She was my best friend. Can't you understand how serious this is?
What do you expect me to do about it? Go up and apologize to the Willises? Okay. Okay. You'd let me go up there and make a fool of myself, wouldn't you?
No, George. God beat me to it.
Where you go?
To my room.
Again? What are you studying to be now? A hermit?
Can't you see his heart is breaking over Jenny?
He'll get over it. You miss one bus, another one comes along in a few minutes.
But Jenny is not just another bus.
Yeah, you're right. She ain't even a good skateboard. George! Look, Weezy, I mean, Jenny's a nice girl and all, but Lionel can do better than that. I mean, look, he's got my charm, and he's got my good looks, hasn't he?
Heaven help him.
Some sleek black limousine will come cruising into his life. Some sleek, all-black limousine. Not one of your two-tone jobs.
George, don't you know what it feels like when a girl breaks your heart?
How could I? We're still married, Weezy.
Oh, George. Will you stop making it so hard for me to stay mad at you?
Everything's going my way.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Tom, are you all right?
Do I look all right?
I told you shouldn't drink when you're feeling depressed.
Please, Helen, stop yelling.
4 martinis is your limit when you're depressed. Last night at the Wilkersons, you had 6.
It wasn't the drink that gave me this hangover. was being in that stuffy little den of theirs.
That wasn't a den. That was their hall closet.
Well, how was I to know? It was a very small apartment. And another thing, I was not depressed.
Oh, you've been depressed ever since our fight with the Jeffersons. I sure do miss Louise. Shouldn't have said all those things about George.
But they were true. It is wrong to buy a term paper.
I know, but he meant well.
So did the man who invented martinis.
Good morning. Ah, good morning, party goers.
Good morning.
The next time we have a child, make it a quiet one, huh?
I was right. I figured you'd need this.
What in the world is all this?
Something for your hangover. Tomato juice, salt, pepper, Worcestershire sauce, Tabasco, and a raw egg. Voila! One prairie oyster.
Smells more like a prairie dog.
Oh, coffee, that's just what I need. Are you going to join us?
No, thanks. Had my breakfast a couple hours ago.
Still couldn't sleep, huh? Honey, you've got to stop worrying about Lionel.
Well, I know, Mom, but I said some awful things to him.
I'm afraid we all said things we shouldn't have.
Oh, this is all crazy George's fault.
You shouldn't have called him that either.
You're right. You're right. You know what really bugs me? Why am I so mad at myself for getting mad at someone who makes me so mad?
Because you really like him.
I do?
I bet Louise is feeling just as rotten as we are.
I hope Lionel is, too.
Jenny.
Well, no, I don't, but... Well, why hasn't he called me?
Why haven't you called him?
'Cause I have been waiting for him to call me.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny's right. Why should it always be us who apologizes? They want to make up? Let them come to us for once.
Okay. Well, I hope they come quietly.
Poor darling. Real bad, huh?
Oh, the worst. I have this terrible feeling.
I know that you're going to die.
No, that I'm going to live. Well, cheers.
Too much Tabasco, huh?
Oh, you really love him, don't you?
I don't want to go on without him.
Even if he uses that term paper?
Well, I don't know. Well, I mean, look. Well, he's not perfect. But then neither am I, am I? I mean, what am I going to do?
Oh, I wish I had a way out. I'd tell you what to do about Lionel if I only knew what to do about Louise.
We both jammed, huh?
Oh, no.
Tom, are you all right?
Oh, fine. I just broke the bromo bottle. Don't come in here in your bare feet.
All right.
No!
What is it?
I'm in here in my bare feet.
Thank you. Come again. Hey, Bentley! You look real sharp today.
Well, thank you, Mr. J. You're looking at your own work, actually. You did a marvelous job cleaning the pea soup stains off of this jacket.
Oh, yeah! Hey! You know, I hope I never lose your business, Bentley. It's hard finding customers as sloppy as you are.
Now, don't worry about losing me. I'd never trust anyone else with the old whistle.
We don't clean whistles.
Oh, no, no. That's a Cockney rhyming slang. It means suit.
It means what?
Well, you see, suit rhymes with whistle and flute. So when a Cockney says whistle, he means suit.
That's dumb.
No, it's not dumb. It's just a picturesque way of talking. For instance, when a Cockney says apples and pears, he means stairs.
It's still dumb.
No, it's not. And when he says plates of meat, he means feet. Do you get it?
That's apples and plum.
What?
Dumb.
Mr. J, could I ask you a favor?
Sure.
Will you please get off my case?
Hey, 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 Bentley's getting hip.
Hey, hey. sir. How nice to see you again.
Hello, it's nice to see you again, too, Miss...
Williams, Tracy Williams. And you're... No, don't tell me. I never forget a name. You're Harry Rolls.
Not quite.
Royce?
Yes. No, Benton.
I knew it was something with class. Are you still with the UN?
Of course, that's where we met. It was at a couple of the ambassador's parties.
Uh-huh. Why don't you ever call me? A lot of your colleagues do.
Only the richer ones, I imagine. See, I'm only an interpreter. $100 has to last me longer than one night.
That's too bad. But I hope you have enough change to lend me some for the parking meter.
Well, certainly, a pleasure. With my compliments.
Sure I couldn't take it as a down payment?
Bentley! That's a fine-looking fox, you know?
Oh, yes, her name is Tracy Williams. I think she just moved into the neighborhood.
I bet she's real popular.
Yeah, she gets lots of calls.
What does she do?
She's, well, the French would say, une fille de joie.
What kind of job is that?
Well, she,
Never mind, just tell me, does she make a lot of dough?
Oh, she's very highly paid.
No wonder she can afford these fine clothes.
Well, you know what they say. Clothes make the man. Ta-ta, Mr. J.
Ta-ta, Bentley. That Bentley, he's one of the finest foreigners you'd ever want to meet. He told me all about you, Miss Williams.
Good. Word of mouth is the best advertising.
Saks Fifth Avenue, Bergdorf Goodman. You got good taste in clothes.
Thank you.
Say, how about if I ask you a routine question?
Go right ahead.
Are both your parents black?
Of course.
Now we're getting someplace. How'd you like to go out with a young, handsome dude from a good family?
Love it. What time would you like to get together?
Oh, no, it ain't me. I'm talking about another handsome dude, my son Lionel.
Great.
We live in this building, apartment 12D, say about 7:30.
That might be cutting it a little close. Why don't we say 8 o'clock?
Fine. I can't wait for Lionel to meet you. It's time he was exposed to somebody new. Hey, hand me the pretzels, Wheezy.
Get them yourself.
Hey, why are you mad at me now? I said I was sorry you broke up with your friend Helen.
Oh, sure.
What would you say if I told you I'm standing here right now hating myself?
I'd say you were doing the right thing.
Look,
what more do you want from me? I want you to stop meddling in Lionel's life.
I ain't meddling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no? You picked up a strange girl down at the store.
A black girl, Weezy. Pure black. With black parents, two of them.
And what does Lionel think about this?
He don't think nothing about it because I ain't told him about it yet.
What?
That's her.
You'd better tell him quick.
I gotta answer the door, you tell him.
Not on your life, George. This is your meddling, and you're going to meddle all by yourself. I'm going to the bedroom and watch TV.
Hello, Mr. Jefferson.
Tracy! It's nice of you to drop in like this.
But you asked me.
But it's nice of you to take me up on it.
Okay. Where's Lionel?
Well,
Oh, I get it. There is no Lionel, right, Pops?
Oh, yes, there is. Lionel!
What is it?
I got somebody I want you to meet. Tracy, this is my son Lionel. Lionel, say hello to Tracy Williams.
Hi.
Hi, Miss Williams.
Well, where are you going? Look, this beautiful young lady came up here to see you. The least you could do is be polite.
It was real nice to meet you, Miss Williams, but I have things to do. So if you'll excuse me...
Lionel! Where are your eyes? I mean, don't you see this beautiful young lady sitting here? I mean, when I was your age, I wouldn't walk away from nothing like that.
Pop, I got all this work to do.
Look, I sent out for some wine. Now you're gonna stay out here and entertain your guests and have a good time, and then you can do your homework, understand?
Miss Williams.
Tracy.
Tracy. Maybe I'm a little slow, but can you tell me what's happening?
You mean he didn't tell you?
Not a word.
Oh, I guess it was supposed to be a surprise. Is it your birthday or something?
No.
Well, he booked me a date with you anyway.
He booked you? What are you, a professional date?
Yeah. Well, not exactly. Let's say I'm just a working girl.
Oh, I'm sorry, but this has got to be a mistake. Does Pop know that you're a...
Of course. Hey, wait a minute. He can't be that square, can he?
Yeah, he can't.
Then he was just trying to get you a date?
I guess so.
Well, what's the matter? Can't you get your own girl?
I got a girl, but we had a fight. Oh, wait a minute, I get it. Pop's using you to break us up for good.
That's terrible. What kind of girl does he think I am?
Listen, Tracy, how would you like to help me play a joke on my old man?
I can dig it. When do we start?
Right now. Just follow my lead. Pop, doorbell!
I'll get it. Just keep on doing whatever it is you're doing.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Jefferson, sir. I came right up the minute it arrived. Took care of the delivery boy myself.
Ah, thanks, Ralph.
Must be a special occasion.
Oh, Lionel's just having a date with his girl.
Oh, his girl. Yes, sir. Lovely. She'll make him a wonderful wife, that Jenny Willis.
No, she won't have got him a new girl.
He's better off.
How you doing, Ralph?
Oh, hello, sir. Mr. Jefferson. Is that young Mr. Jefferson's new girl the one you got him?
Yeah, ain't she Fox? She's new in the neighborhood.
Mr. Jefferson, she may be in a new neighborhood, but she's in an old profession.
Say what?
Sir, she's... How do you say it? She's a field de joie.
Oh, yeah, that's the same thing Bentley said. Sounds like a pretty good job.
I'm speaking to you privately, Mr. Jefferson.
Hey, Rob, where are you coming from? What? I gotta get her out of here before Wheezy finds out. Oh, it's all I got on me. Take this.
$100? You keep it. I think you're going to need it.
Ralph, it's very thoughtful. I'm sorry I don't have anything to give you.
Don't worry about it, sir. Put it out of your mind until tomorrow.
All right, party's over. That's it.
Come on, Pop. I was just starting to enjoy myself.
It's getting late. Tracy's got to go home.
Not for another 30 minutes.
Lionel's got studying to do.
Oh, that can wait. You know, Pop, you were right. Tracy's the kind of girl I've been looking for all my life.
Don't do that, Lionel. How could you forget a girl like Jenny?
Jenny who?
Don't you know Jenny loves you?
Well, she sure has a funny way of showing it. First she throws away my ring, and then she won't even talk to me.
She'll talk to you, all right.
And how do you know?
Because I just know. That's a look. Why don't you go on out on the balcony? Take her with you. Show her the view. See all that. Hello, Jenny. What do you mean, who is this? This is George Jefferson. Now, listen, I want you to bring your... Jenny, dear, please don't hang up. Look, this is your future father-in-law. Lionel needs you right away. Of course he wants to apologize. What term paper? Oh, you mean the term paper I bought? Yeah, well, that's the reason he can't come to the phone right now. He's busy ripping it up. You hear that? Good. Okay, get down here right away, okay? Bye. Lionel, get in here quick.
Wait,
what's happening, Pop?
She's got to leave right away.
Oh, no, she isn't.
Jenny's on the way down here.
Oh, he's right, Tracy. We're gonna leave her.
Hey, wait a minute. Haven't you forgotten something?
Yeah, Pop, you better pay her.
Oh, yeah. You knew about it?
Yeah.
How come everybody knew but me?
All the shouting. Is this Lionel's date?
Date? Oh, no, no, no. Louise, this is Tracy Williams. She's just up here to see me on some business.
And speaking of business, how about settling your account? Well, goodbye. It's been different.
Goodbye. Hello.
Oh, hi, honey, babe.
Lionel. Oh, honey, I was so proud to hear you ripped up that term paper.
How did you know that?
Your father told me about it.
He did? How'd you know that, Pop?
Well, I, you ripped it up?
I tore it up 3 days ago, and I've been working on my own term paper ever since. Hey, Jenny, wait here. I got something for you.
He ripped it up!
Jenny, tell your mother I miss her.
Oh, she misses you too.
She does? Oh, Jenny! Why don't you ask them to come down for a visit?
Oh, well, yeah, that's a great idea. Or, maybe you could go up and surprise them. Well, somebody has got to take the first step.
You're right. George,
hey, you want to see if the ring still fits?
Well, if it doesn't, this finger's going on a diet. Lionel.
Now that's settled. Come on, George, we're going up to the Willises.
No, we ain't. Let him come down here. Ain't nothing in this world can make me go up there.
Hey, Mom, you know what's the funniest thing about this Tracy Williams?
Weezy, what are you waiting for? Gotta go up and apologize to the Willises.
Oh, George, that's wonderful.
Hold it, hold it. Peace offering.
Oh, George, we miss you too.
Louise.
George.
Isn't this nice?
This ought to be. It costs $17.50 a bottle.
She didn't mean the wine, George. She meant the fact that we are all back together again.
Hear, hear.
I should never have accused you of not being my friend, Helen. I'm to blame for the fight.
No, Louise. I take full responsibility.
What about me? I was completely out of line calling George a cheat. This whole stupid argument was my fault.
Well, George, what do you say?
I agree with all of you.
You're all to blame.
Well, I owe you a special apology, George. I should have known better than to call you a natural-born dancer.
Say what?
I mean, just because you're black, it doesn't mean you have rhythm.
You ain't got rhythm. I'll show you ain't got rhythm.
Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.